Ron DeSantis, Migration Rules Must Help Americans. By Neil Monroe on May 17, 2023. Rules for both legal and illegal migration should be designed to help Americans, not migrants, employers, and investors, according to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Nobody has a right to immigrate to this country, DeSantis said as he signed his sweeping state-level law curbing illegal migration in Florida jobs and housing. He continued. We determine as Americans what type of immigration system benefits our country. But when you're doing immigration, it's not for their benefit as foreigners, it's for your benefit as Americans. So if there's legal immigration that's harming Americans, we shouldn't do that either. For example, some of these H-1B visas, they would fire American tech workers and hire foreigners at lower wages. I don't agree with that. I think that's wrong. I think we should have more of a point system for immigrants, like Canada or Australia. I don't think we should have chain migration, diversity lottery, any of that, which is a lot of our immigration here, he added. DeSantis understands it's not just about illegal immigration. But legal immigration is also hurting Americans because it was designed to replace Americans, said Kevin Lin, founder of U.S. Tech Workers. The business establishment bitterly opposed President Donald Trump's policies, Lin said, adding. I believe his last 6 months were his best 6 months in office. Just looking at immigration, we solved a lot of the big problems. And rule changes were in effect that will go on to fix a lot of issues. DeSantis' reforms are quickly pressuring illegals to leave the state. Corporate media outlets are pushing a negative narrative about the departures. On May 10, for example, GPSNews.com reported. MNE, illegal migrant. Construction workers who spoke to CBS News Miami say they are fearful of the future. Many workers are leaving, thinking they're going to be deported. So they're going to other states, says Jose, an employee. Everyone is really uneasy, we just want to work to help our families. The departure of illegal migrants will slightly shrink Florida's economy. But it will also steer much more wealth from corporations into employee pocketbooks and pressure companies to invest in productivity-boosting technology. The exit will also reduce commercial rents and cut spending on the government welfare payments that are used by companies as taxpayer-funded paychecks to low-income employees. Many polls show that American voters want curbs on legal and illegal migration. An Ipsos May 5th to 7th poll of 1,022 adults asked, do you support or oppose raising the number of immigrants allowed into the U.S. each year? 54% oppose, and 44% support more migrants. But just 16% of all adults, and 15% of independents, strongly support more migrants, while 31% of all adults and 30% of independents strongly oppose the inflow. The poll also showed that President Joe Biden has only 4% who strongly support his policies, and faces 38% who strongly disapprove. Other polls show that Americans strongly oppose labor migration. For example, an April 30 to May 4 poll by Rasmussen reports of 1,250 voters showed that 61% of adults, including 64% of Black Americans and 71% of Latino Americans, believe it is better for businesses to raise the pay and try harder to recruit non-working Americans even if it causes prices to rise. Just 23% said it is better for the government to bring in new foreign workers to help keep business costs and prices down. 30% of Democrats and 35% of liberals back the worker replacement policy. The vast inflow of imported cheap labor since the 1990s has allowed the U.S. economy to recover from Wall Street's export to China of its high-wage, high-productivity industrial economy. The nation's post-industrial economy now relies on a larger population of low-wage workers, government-aided consumers, and crowded renters. In 2017, the Los Angeles Times reported. In the span of a few decades, Los Angeles area construction went from an industry that was two-thirds white and largely unionized to one that is overwhelmingly Latino, mostly non-union and heavily reliant on immigrants, according to a Los Angeles Times review of federal data. At the same time, the job got less lucrative. American construction workers today make $5 an hour less than they did in the early 1970s. After adjusting for inflation. In 1972, construction paid today's equivalent of $32 an hour, almost $10 more than the average private sector job, in 1972. But real wages steadily declined for decades, erasing much of that gap. The inflow has also jacked up real estate prices, effectively forcing younger people to buy expensive housing from their parents' generation. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Biden's border chief Alejandro Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elites' opinions about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.